Kuf Pesiv Gimel Koidim Sheitel Yodov. Before one washes his hands for my machreinim yichabed habayis, he should clean up the floor. Shel yishul sham pirurim. You shouldn't have a situation that you're pouring my machreinim on the floor, and it will cause the bread, crumbs of bread on the floor, to get disgusted. Yimasu b'mayim shalatila. After you should mutter lab pirurim shemim kazayis. Even though misad halacha, you are allowed to throw out crumbs that are less than the size of kazayis. Shema yia shama shamaris shemutel shama 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 shamaris v'yinech kam pirurim sheish bam kazayis she'osel avdim b'yad. If the shamish is a tamachochem, it will take away all the crumbs that are more than a kazayis, and you won't have a problem. But we're concerned that maybe the shamish or the person will leave pieces of bread that's larger than a kazayis on the floor, and those ones are also to destroy or be mekalkil. Therefore, one should clean up the floor before washing his mayim achreinim. This is assuming that you're washing the mayim achreinim on the floor, which today we don't really do. And therefore he says, V'achsha v'enu noigim kein mifnei shenu mesalkim ha-shulchan v'enu noigli yadayim chutz ha-shulchan malkim shen shapirurim. And his time of the mechaber, they didn't take away the table, so anyway, they would not wash under the table, and they wash on the side in a place that they can see visually there's no crumbs over there. Come about today that people don't do that at all, they just do into a cleave. We don't have to be concerned about this. Mishavu does say, though, that since today we wash our hands over the table into a cleave, one should clear the crumbs away from the area of the cleave so that water should not get onto those crumbs.